Hello everyone, I'm Sarper Akdemir and I work for Collaborative Productivity. This talk will be about any interoperability improvement in LibreOffice Impress tables. Let me just put this here. So this is a screenshot from the bug report, and let's talk about what was the problem on the surface level. On the right, you can see how it appears in PowerPoint, and on the left, you can see how it appears when it was opened by Impress, the PPTX file exported by PowerPoint. And what we need to focus here is the rows pointed by the arrows are somehow shrunk when it was opened in Impress, and it wasn't immediately obvious. If we look at how PowerPoint exports the table layouts into PPTX files, what we will realize is it defines row heights. And so let's just focus on that part, but it doesn't really define a total table height to fit inside. And while we are importing these row heights, what we do is we first calculate what does all of the row heights add up to, because we use the total table height to lay out a table. So we calculate that by adding up each of the row heights, and also we assign each row with their own heights. But turns out when this specific file is exported, and if you look at row heights for the empty rows, they are correct. There is nothing wrong there. But if you look at, for instance, the one row that says cola, it appears to have a row height of 0, which doesn't really make sense. So now let's also, something to mention here is if we start typing anything in one of the empty rows, there are no text properties actually imported from the PPTX file. They are somehow lost in the process, like the text when we start typing in the empty rows in the PowerPoint one starts as a blue, it has a blue color, etc. It has a different size, but if we write it in the Impress one, it is just defaulted, so it's black and 18 points. So before understanding the problem, we need to know a little bit about how Impress layouts the table. The table is basically fitted into a given total height, but while doing so, we also care for what were the each row heights were. So basically, we need to know the total height correctly, because if it is smaller than some of the rows, we basically happen to be trying to shrink the table. When that happens, what Impress tries to do is adjust the row heights proportionally to what were they before. And if there's text inside, there's a minimum height it can go to. And when that happens, and it, like in this case, when that happens, since it can't shrink the line that says cola further, it shrinks the empty line, because it can, to try to fit in that to that wrong table height. Also, if we explore the PPTX output, we will realize that the empty cell properties are exported in end paragraph run properties. We need to import that. There is an already an implementation for that, but I'll discuss this a little bit later. If you look at the problem in detail, let's say what we need to fix here is we need to somehow care for this problematic row heights that during import, which they don't have a height of 0, but they are defined as so, such. And empty cell, we need to know the text sizes for empty cells too. We need to do this from end paragraph run properties. Also, there was some previous range of pixels here that kind of altered the layout in code instead of the import code. And there are some regressions that messed up some table resizing functionality there. We need to revert those changes. So basically, it turns out to be PowerPoint tries to export desired row heights. For instance, if you try to just pull a row to zero while it has text in it, it doesn't let you, but it actually saves it as such. So in the end, that creates a problem for us. So to fix this, what we can do, and what I did was during the import, before layouting the table into an area, which how Impress usually does it, we do a pre-layouting, which is we just take the row sizes and we don't give the layouting code any area to layout into, and we let it layout itself. So it basically just looks at the row sizes and tries to expand them if they are smaller than possible. And that gives us a final height that we can use to in successive layouting attempts. So we kind of correct the total table heights doing that. And we also don't have the text properties for the empty rows. So the problem there was, and turns out these text properties are actually imported into text nodes, but when there's new text is being typed, they actually inherit their properties from the cell's own properties instead of the text nodes. Text nodes are just being dumped and new ones are being created. So to fix that, we need to push the text properties from the end paragraph run properties into the cells properties that themselves to make it work correctly. Well, to finish up, with these fixes, we were able to get rid of the problematic regression causing code in the layout thing, and we moved the conceptual fixes from there into the import code, making it possible to work correctly. And additionally, some unit tests were added to make sure the end paragraph run properties state correctly, that covered those areas. Thank you. That's all from me.